thoughts or impressions you had from Monday's trip to Washington, the White House included?
For Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it was unfortunate we couldn't do it with our season, but I think once the whole travel thing, once we got past that part, getting out there, you know, going to the White House, going to the Walter Reed Hospital, again, for some of the guys in our room for the second time was, I think it was equally as special as last time, and got to see some people we know, and I think, you know, even getting the chance to meet the president again and just to see him up close and kind of understand how good he is at what he does and speaking to people and entertaining crowds in a certain way is pretty amazing. So it was a fun day for our team, a long one, but we definitely enjoyed it.
So I don't know, like the average fan, hockey fan or whatever, would just wonder, like, what's that like when you're actually talking to him, you shake his hand, you're hanging out?
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of get used to seeing him on TV and to be up close and have the chance to talk to someone with that amount of power and influence, I guess, is a pretty cool thing. And I think to go with his smarts, he's got a lot of personality and, you know, he loves sports and obviously he's a Chicago guy as well, too. So we've had that connection for the last couple of years, maybe the fact that we made two White House trips during his time as president kind of bringing us good luck, so hopefully we can do it again.
You play Winnipeg tonight, the second time in 5 days. What do you expect from the Jets tonight?
Same thing we saw in Winnipeg. I mean, they came at us hard that game. I think there's a few things we probably could have done better in that game. We found the back of the net, obviously, but, you know, we'll expect the same hard-working aspect of their game to come out tonight, and we've had a few days off here, so we got to make sure we're ready for this one.
You had a couple of former teammates on that club, including Dustin Byfuglien. What's it like to go up against him? I know you've played him a couple of times since he left the team.
Yeah, there's a lot of talking on the ice every shift that you're up against Buff, and you know, he'll try and get in your head and make it look like he's serious. Half the time I'd say most of the time he's not. You know, he finds a way to keep it light. That's just part of his game, I guess. So there was one scrum in the third period where I think he was trying to punch Hose in the chest or something. And he caught Hose's stick and hit me in the head with Hose's stick by accident. So we're all kind of laughing about that. So have to get one. Get a couple licks in on him, maybe.
Maybe he should have got a penalty for that.
That's what I thought, but it wasn't even a stick, so I couldn't argue that. So,
how special was it to have so many people at the game on Saturday in Winnipeg?
It was cool, and that's going to be probably the first and only time we'll have that many people. But it was fun for all them too, and it was kind of like a repeat of having the Cup party this summer. It was pretty much a lot of the same people and the same friends and family. So, you know, soon enough, you know, I said this before, it'll kind of feel pretty normal coming to Winnipeg every other month probably. So.